a dozen elementary school girls join hands and run in a circle. In the center, the one boy in the Bristol Bay 4-H Ballet Club crouches. Then he springs, sticking out his tongue and reaching his hands high. It's a Mexican hat dance, and this is the tech rehearsal for the class's annual recital. In the real performances, the girls will wear long skirts, and August Ray, the boy in the center, will wear a large sombrero. The hat dance fits with the theme.
One, two, three.
We're dancing around the world!
The repertoire includes dances from as far away as India and a Yupik song from closer to home. The dancers giggle, turn one-handed cartwheels, and spin in circles, arms outstretched as they wait for their teachers to make decisions about lighting and stage choreography. 8-year-old Ray explains the energy among the dancers.
I'm really kind of scared and really psyched about it, and I really, really am looking forward to it.
Arwin Gaddis, Tina Ray, and Susie Jenkins Brito started the club 3 years ago. Jenkins Brito says that it grew out of a passion for dance that all share.
I grew up dancing ballet. I danced for going on more than 13 years, I suppose. And Tina grew up dancing her whole young adult life and her childhood. A couple years ago, a gal named Arwin lived here too, and she was also a lifelong dancer. And so the three of us got together and started the Bristol Bay 4-H Ballet Club.
And she says the community has responded well.
I think it's pretty popular. Lots of people are excited for the recital. It's so fun to see the girls and boys out in the community. Hi, Miss Susie. Hi, Miss Ashton. We're so excited for ballet. And so I think it's a really fun, positive thing.
The ballet club has developed over the years. They've added teachers, grown the program to 24 students, gained equipment, and incorporated more styles of dance. One of the most important moves they made from an organizational standpoint, says Jenkins Brito, was to become a 4-H charter after their first year.
And 4-H had a lot to offer us as far as funding, and then we were allowed to also collect tuition from students, which helped to fund recital costs. We were able to get some pretty fantastic costumes, some ballet mats for them to dance on, supplies to build bars, and so being a 4-H club has been really good for us.
It's a model she thinks is important, given the budget cuts that schools around the state have already made and likely face going forward. And knowing that reduced funding to schools can mean painful cuts to programs that students enjoy, but aren't strictly necessary to graduate high school.
Our community is built on volunteers. None of us are getting paid to do this. We do it because we love it. If we have deep budget cuts within our school board, with our state economy, I can't imagine that we're not going to and that we're not going to feel the hurt from that. But I encourage people, if you have something that you want to share, or if you just have a love of being with kids, start a club. It's fun. We're going to need it.
And fun is what's on the mind of these dancers.
And I like it because it just feels like I'm being athletic and having fun.
My name is Kara Tilden, and I'm in third grade.
What is your favorite move to do?
A grand jeté. It's when you have to jump in the air and put both of your legs out.
My name is Trisha May Buholm, and I'm 7. I like about it because you get to have break times, and one time we had 4 hours of ballet.
The dance recital will be held tomorrow in the Dillingham Elementary School gym. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
The